Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This morning, as I sat down for meditation, the Lord said to me, "Good morning, Michael. Nice to see you. Why are you so sad?" I have to admit, I had complained about a number of things I was working on, all of which were more difficult than I hoped they would be. Then he asked, "What do you want?" And I blurted out, "Well, I want to guarantee that everything will turn out well and I'll be provided for." To which the Lord responded, "Well, how have I done so far? For 56 years I've given you life, amazing adoptive parents, pretty good health overall in mind and body, and education and opportunity, and you've always had enough to live on, more than enough. You've had a roof over your head, a car. I've even provided very generous people who made it possible for you to go on vacation." The Lord reminded me of the extravagant ways He has provided for me for many minutes after that. Then He asked me, "Michael, why are you afraid I will suddenly stop?" Then I said honestly, "Lord, maybe I fear that you take care of me because you think I'm a good man. And I'm afraid one day you'll realize I'm a fraud and the gig will be up and that I don't deserve your care and you'll cut me off." It was then that I realized that I don't trust God because I feel like I'm an imposter. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Generally speaking, the imposter syndrome is a state of your soul where we doubt our accomplishments and suffer from a persistent fear of being exposed as a fraud. Despite evident success or competence, people experiencing imposter syndrome believe they don't deserve their success and attribute it to luck or having deceived others into thinking they were more intelligent and competent than they believed themselves to be. The imposter syndrome can affect almost anyone across a wide variety of states in life, professions, or levels of success. It often leads to feelings of anxiety, stress, and a lack of self-worth and confidence. And where does it come from? Usually from placing totally unrealistic expectations upon oneself. It's not surprising in a culture driven by competition and the need to separate yourself from the pack to be valued. In this case, it's easy to fall into a perfectionism that makes us feel like we're never good enough. And this leads to feelings of being an imposter. Just a side note, it's only the animals that get separated from the pack that get picked off by the predator. Keep that in mind when you want to separate yourself. But in simple terms, we can think we are a fraud, not the real deal, not valid. The word valid comes from its root to be strong. And because we don't feel solid internally, we look for external validation. If I make the team, or get invited to the prom, or get into this college, or find the right guy or gal to marry, or build this profession or company, or my kids are healthy, or my kids are successful, or I write that book, or I sell my business, or make enough to retire, then there will be enough concrete proof that I am not an imposter. Then the world will know I am solid. Then the world will think I'm the real deal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Trying to prove we are not imposters by seeking our validation from people or things in this world, it just doesn't work. We need to know we are real. We are good, that we have value, but external things can't give us that. That's when the Lord says, "How about this, Michael? Your validation can't come from the world. It can't come from human beings. It can only come from me. Because I created you in my image with intelligence and freedom. And I endowed you with all kinds of gifts. I will give you everything you need, and I will never fail you. And if that was not enough, I came and proved it when I came and died for you. And on top of everything else, I placed my divine life in your soul. Now you have God in you, and your place in heaven is reserved. Oh, and on top of that, I sent my own mother to help you. So, Michael, you are solid because I made you so." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Remember the story of Zacchaeus, who lived in Jericho, the little guy who climbed a tree? He felt like an imposter. Jesus entered Jericho and was going through the town when a man whose name was Zacchaeus made his appearance. He was one of the senior tax collectors and a wealthy man. He was anxious to see what kind of man Jesus was, but he could not see him, for the crowd was large and he was short in stature. Why was Zacchaeus a tax collector? No one really knows, but I think he did it to validate his life by wealth. Then he could prove he was worth something. But I don't think he really cared about the money itself. He just felt like an imposter and needed a way to feel solid. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to catch a glimpse of Jesus, who was to pass that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and spoke with him. "Zacchaeus, come down, hurry, because I must stay at your house today." And he hurried down and welcomed him joyfully. Then Zacchaeus said, "Lord, I am going to give half my property to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody, I will pay him back 4 times the amount. Well, would you look at that? Jesus came to his house, and he was immediately ready to give up the cash. Why? Because he just got what he was always searching for. His personal validation. Jesus came to his house. Jesus came to him and said, I love you. You are the real deal. You are solid. I made you that way. And then he no longer had to seek his validation in external things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the Last Supper, Jesus promised that the Father and he and the Holy Spirit would come and make their home in us. And they have. Jesus came to the physical home of Zacchaeus, and that was enough for him. Well, God has come into the home of your soul. He lives in you. You are not a ghost. You are not a fraud. You don't need any external thing or person to prove you are valid. God values you so much that he lives in you. So you don't have to make the team or get the guy or kill it in business or write the book to prove you are the real deal. God made you solid. So now, based on that fact, now go make the team, get the guy, kill it in business, and write the book, because you are the real deal, and don't forget it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
I was thinking of the two sort of external factors that we kind of look for to feel really solid and validated, as you said. And I think that's the approval of others and those big benchmarks of security and stability, like money and the good job and success. And just how really, if you look at either of those two things, they are the most fickle things on earth. Where to a degree, having the thing is just to be delusional about the stability of that thing. Because I've always struggled as someone who really enjoys creating art, that I'm like, I want everyone to like this thing. But I've also struggled with the fact that when I share my favorite works of art with people, my favorite songs, my favorite books, my favorite movies, there are going to be not only people that don't like it, but a large percentage of people that don't like it, downright hate it, don't see the good in it. And in my eyes, it might be perfect, but they just couldn't care less, or they don't like it.
Yeah.
So approval is not the benchmarker of something being good and worthwhile, because everyone's opinions are so deeply different. We all look for different things when we're picking up a book or we're listening to a song. So hoping that you're going to appease people with art is not going to make good art anyways. It's not going to make you a solid artist. But at the same time, if you look at the external elements of having that really nice house and that awesome job, or the success, we've seen over the last 5 years, I feel like, how fast all of that can change. Companies go under so fast. The most successful people in the world fall so fast when one thing happens and they're canceled and no one will work with them ever again. And it's just gone. You look at all the washed out actors that made it big and made that one role that made them the person on the scene, and then it just crumbles the next day and no one thinks about them for 40 years. All that's real futile.
Well, and even if you're extremely successful, it still comes to an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if you could hold on to all of that as long as you live.
You can't. You can't hold on to it as long as you live, because kids grow up and leave.
Yeah.
Professions come to an end. Even if we sell businesses, they're over.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we left with?
Well, I'm saying even if you manage to get through life and your kids stick around, which not great for your kids and not great for you, and you get to work all your life and people are really impressed by you all the time and you've managed to build up all your wealth and you haven't lost any of it, you die and none of it comes with you.
Yeah.
And it's, you realize none of that was ever the point. Yeah. Holding on to it.
Yeah. I am struck over and over and over as I read all the messages of Our Lady in her apparitions, really since the Miraculous Medal in 1830.
Yeah.
And she just keeps coming back to, I'm calling you to prayer because what you need is a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you really understood that, you would spend far more time in a relationship with him and less time on all these other things. Now, I do believe that, I know that God has given each of us gifts. Why? Well, we should ask, what are my gifts? And then, how can I use those to please God and do some good for others? And then, what do I delight in doing?
Mm-hmm.
Do that. So really, this is all a question about, why are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah.
Are you doing it to seek some validation from outside of yourself? Why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you have to stop doing all the things that you're doing and quit your job and stop writing that book. And kind of like you said, having the right foundation, knowing where you're coming from, which is God, your worth is already there, and where you're headed, which is hopefully just towards God, then that path is so much clearer, and all those things can still get done, but you're not clinging to the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's like a rope bridge. You got to know what rope's actually going to stick around. Hold on to that thing.
Yeah. So why are you doing this job? Well, it fits me. It fits me really well. It fits my gifts, and by this, I can do good for others. And I delight in that. Okay, that's a good reason for doing that job. Why are you creating whatever it is? Well, because I delight in this. Okay, that's a good reason to do it. They have to be internal reasons for doing things.
Yeah. It is good. Not, other people will think this is really good.
I'm pausing because this should really cause all of us to reflect on ourselves.
Mm.
What do you think the most important question to ask is?
Hmm.
In this regard of...
I like just, why are you doing it?
Why are you doing it?
Because you can ask that about every aspect of your life. But you've really got to be honest with yourself. It's really easy to say, you kind of look at the thing out of the corner of your eye. You're pretending you're not looking at it. You're pretending you're not doing it to, for the sake of approval or all of these other things. But you really want that thing. You got to be really honest with what you're doing and why.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And it's okay if you realize, oh my gosh, this is vanity. But we sort of have to make the act of the will after that to focus on God in it and accept that that might mean not doing what you're currently doing.
Or just purifying your attention. Yeah. Could be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It could, that self-reflection could cause you to change course.
Yeah.
Or could cause you to say, mm-hmm. I need better reasons to do
this. If you're running an incredible charity and then one day you wake up and realize, maybe I'm doing this because I'm really vain, you shouldn't go, everyone go home. take back all of your donations. I don't care anymore.
Or even simply, I'm the parent of these kids and I need them to be intelligent and successful so that I'm validated. Okay,
yeah,
I recognize. So that then, what do I need to do? I just need to detach a little bit
mm-hmm.
and let them be them. So you don't stop being a parent, but it frees you up to be a better parent.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is, I like reflecting on this. Because, we need to ask about everything we're doing. Why am I doing this? To purify our intentions.
Yeah. You don't have to stop, drop, and roll, but you got to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And you might be surprised that reflection will actually enable you to more fully enter into what you're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have really solid reasons.
Yeah, the only solid reason.
The only solid reason. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.